Hey, welcome to another edition of Inside You with Bill and the Raptor. I'm Bill.
Raptor.
Oh, we're back at it. Yeah. Okay. So I know we said we'd be back last week, but the way my bank account is set up, I'm kidding. So the way that our schedule works is Raptor bought some real estate.
Raptor did buy some real estate.
So it would be rude of me to interrupt the real estate purchase and moving in of said real estate. So not a good time for the stutter to come out. Tell son of a bitch, explain to the masses what y'all did.
So
by the way, I have a nickname for you guys. It's called Rashly. I know it's disgusting, but
oh, she's probably gonna love that.
That's fine. I was thinking of like Aptor. No, that don't work. Ashtor. No, that sounds like a hipster name. Rashly. Okay, yeah, all right. So Rashly did a thing.
Yep.
So
yeah,
hit him with the thing.
I officially own this house for the third time.
That makes is that the house y'all wanted in the first place?
Hold on. So we got a ship name from Big Pun.
What is it?
You gotta listen.
First of all, you gotta take your decibels down at least 5. Secondly, happy Mother's Day to both of you. Because this is tomorrow's Mother's Day. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Happy Mother's Day to both of you. So Rashly, as a collective rash, ew. Oh God. So is that the house you guys originally wanted?
No.
Okay. All right. So explain.
So that one, we came out here and, we're trying to set up to go look at it. And then we saw it was like under contract.
The original house.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that fell through.
Okay.
For some, I think it was like foundation issues or something. There's something.
It happens.
Yeah. And then it went back up, and then went back down again.
Okay.
So then she just went crazy looking everywhere. For a house, which could, because we had to, well, I have a 3-month lease on the apartment.
Okay.
I have till the end of this month. So we were on a very huge time crunch to find a place. Couple places we put offers in and it turned into a bidding war.
Oh God.
And I wasn't about that.
Nah.
So then we came and looked at this one, and then like her and I talked about it, and we put an offer in, and they accepted, which was weird because it was like for $7,000 less than what they were asking for.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like newly renovated. It's kind of on a main road.
Okay. Like a main highway?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's a little busier road.
Gotcha.
I mean, which is fine.
Well, yeah, you got to get what you can get.
Yeah.
But it's also the comfortability factor. Is this where you're going to make your home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, where we are, like, we walk out our front door and, like, look across the street. There's, like, a little, like, overpriced grocery store.
Oh, it's like is it like a Whole Foods?
No. It's like a hood grocery store. We kind of live in the hood.
Hey, hood. That is what. Hold on. I gotta stop you. There's this dude on TikTok who his username is A Hood, and every video is him going, "Hey, hood. Where we? You know where we at? We at the 7-Eleven." I suggest everybody go look him up. He's actually a good dude. Okay, I digress. Yes, go.
But I mean, like, there's like a little like hole in the wall grocery store, There's a Family Dollar like across the street from there. There's gas station.
You know you're forbidden from going into a Family Dollar, right?
I had to go there today. Don't tell.
The ironic thing about Family Dollars is in the back room. If you go to a back room to the left, there's a Dollar General.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's. I called it hood adjacent.
Hood adjacent. Okay.
Yeah.
God, fucking writing it down. Writing it down. I have to. I have to. I got two titles for the show so far: Hood Adjacent and Rashly. The Rashly Rap. If I can get my pen out of my phone, because Stacey used it to itch her inner ear. Okay. I'm like, of course, baby, you could use, because she used her stylus in her phone to itch her ear, and then it broke, so she can't get her pen out. So I'm like, here, baby, you can have mine, and now I can't get my pen out. Rashly. Yeah, that's how you spell that. And then hood adjacent. Okay. Adjacent. Save. Okay. Is the house comfortable?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's... She got a dining room. Because no houses around here have a fucking dining room.
No, you gotta entertain.
Yeah.
I mean, this house, technically the middle room is a dining room, but we don't use that.
Yeah, so she has a dining room. I don't have a raptor cave yet.
Yet. Does it have a basement?
It does.
Okay. I know out in the Midwest, basements tend to be few and far between.
Yeah.
Especially in California. That's way out west, though.
I mean, we plan on finishing that, probably putting the babies down there, and then me taking over the baby's room.
So. Okay. Yeah. Priorities. I'm sorry. You got to sleep in a basement, baby. I need a podcast studio. I need a recording studio.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny. But are you guys? You guys aren't all moved in yet, are you?
No, we're still painting.
Okay. How far is it from your apartment?
Everything's like 15 minutes.
Oh, that's convenient.
Legit, like, everything's, like, the apartment's, like, 15 minutes away, work's, like, 15 minutes away.
Oh, nice.
Anywhere we want to go, like, 15 minutes away.
That's nice. I mean, go anywhere around here, you gotta go either to Wilkes-Barre or Allentown. That's an hour drive each way.
Yep.
Or Hazleton, and, no, you don't want to go to Hazleton. You don't want to go to Hazleton, except maybe to get a tattoo. Or, no. You know what? I mean, I would say the mall, maybe, but not even then. No? I'm trying to, like, cognitively think about what's in Hazleton. Gun store, liquor store, tattoos, mall, a hood Wendy's.
Yeah.
A bodega.
A Panera.
Fuck Panera Bread. Listen, Stacey and I went out. Oh my God. This maybe would have been like, I think before we were married, we were going. Oh, I know where her cousin was getting married, and we went to, I think we went out to Panera Bread down in Allentown for, before she went to get her dress fitted for her cousin's wedding. Fucking $19.50 for a little cup of fucking bland ass soup and a half a sandwich that tasted like cardboard. No, thank you. I'd rather if I want something to give me diarrhea, I'll go to Popeyes.
That's up there too.
Yo, but Popeyes chicken is the shit, isn't it?
Yo, we ordered from this chicken place today, dude.
Is it good?
Yo, I got homemade hush puppies.
Oh,
yeah.
So I don't really dig with seafood, but I'd love hush puppies.
Mm. It wasn't like an actual like Long John Silver, like you think of like Long John Silver's hush puppy. No.
I love those.
Yeah. This was more of like a stuffing.
But if you go to Long John Silver's and you just order hush puppies, you need to drink a gallon of water, because those things are everything on that menu is just like they rub it against a salt lick before they put it in your fucking on your fucking tray. Your sodium levels will fucking skyrocket.
Yeah.
Everything there fucking, it's kind of like everything there tastes like salt. Kind of like everything at Denny's tastes like eggs and onions.
You're not wrong.
I'm not. No, it's the food, the silverware, the napkins. They all taste like fucking eggs and onions. And all the waitresses look like shit.
My whole thing about ordering chicken today was if they had hush puppies.
Yo, I
came across one place that had hush puppies, but they're a little expensive. So every time I look for somewhere else, like, I had to look to see if they had hush puppies.
Let's just make them. They're easy to make.
I know.
So ain't nobody got time for that.
But Postmates is convenient.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So the house is big? House is comfortable?
Yeah. What color? And it's,
What color are y'all painting it?
So we did a living room.
Dinosaur egg green.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you should see the audio just spiked on Audacity real hard because of my wheezing.
He's really not.
What did I do? What?
She said she feels like you're being mean to her.
I was not addressing you. But, you know, dinosaur egg green.
Our living room is dark green. I painted my fireplace black.
As looks you do.
Really nice.
Like your soul.
Yes.
Speaking of redoing things, so you know, in my house, you know the office. You go down the stairs, you go to the right.
Yes.
Office. So to the left was just shit.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So Brenda, my mother-in-law was, she's getting rid of a bunch of stuff in her basement because she's just stockpiling crap since her husband passed. So she's just getting rid of a bunch of stuff. She gave me her record player and stereo, which I'm so happy to. I'm so very, very happy because it's so very, very useful. And she let me go through her records. I got Huey Lewis and the News sports album.
Ooh.
Fuck yes. I also got some Whitesnake. Yeah. I can't remember
nice.
What else. Oh my God. What else did we take? Oh, I took a Saturday Night Live album. I think I got a Blues Brothers album. But, and I digress. So, she goes, I have these carpet tiles. I have like 50 of them. Do you want them? And I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with 50 carpet tiles? Well, that activated the sleeper cell interior decorator in my wife. So, all of the shit on that side of the basement is gone. We got rid of it.
What?
Yeah. So the only thing left over there is, a chair, some leftover kitchen chairs, the kids' bikes. Two air conditioners and a TV. That's it.
There's a lot of shit in there.
Well, as it so happened, Summit Hill had a cleanup day.
Oh.
And we got rid of everything.
Wow.
Everything that we didn't need, everything we've been stockpiling since before Sophie was born. We just got rid of it. Just toys that the kids do not play with. Entire, like, plastic dressers full of Legos. Gone. The boxes that my guitars came in that I was saving apropos of nothing. I don't have any use for them. Gone. So we're going to put the carpet tiles down in there. Once I clean up the floor, we're going to turn it into a place for Stacy and I to chill away from the kids and relax, which nice. We should have done a long time ago. We're going to put the carpet tiles down. We've got paint picked out. We're going to turn it kind of like I'm going to move the bar over to that side. It's kind of, we're going to use it as like as a football kind of room. Cause you know, we're New York Jets fans, embarrassingly so. So,
you can make it a red room.
No, you know why?
Why?
Because the wall is paper thin. That's why.
Valid. Okay.
And I don't need to be like, hey, Sophie, go get something from the office. She makes a wrong turn and boom, Benoit balls on the wall. I don't need that. So no, we're gonna get a futon so we can cuddle and then cuddle down there. But we're gonna get one of those Roku projectors and a projector screen so we can watch football season. Mini fridge. I'm gonna repaint down here. It's gonna be fucking lit.
Nice.
I hate that word. Oh, excuse me. So. Yeah, it's a project that should have been done a long time ago. We threw everything down here because it takes, you have to go to the, through Lennon's room to get to the attic. And it's like, if he's sleeping, he can't get up there.
Yeah.
So we just, yeah, we tossed everything, including under the stairs, which I was terrified of because I left that stuff there when there was water damage in the basement. And I was like, oh, that's going to be disgusting. It wasn't. It was Stacy pulled the box right up. She's like, fuck you. This wasn't disgusting. You're disgusting. Look at you sweating. Okay. So we got everything out of the basement. I got to figure out what to do with these two air conditioners and a tube TV that I have no use for. And a VCR. I'm keeping that. And then I got to sweep and I can retile and I can just put the carpet down. So that's a start. It's a nice project to work on with her. I'm pretty amped about it. I'm just amped to do like dad shit, like hang a projector from the ceiling, get a projector screen, repaint, put in some hardware and stuff like that. Why is she messaging me 10 out of 10? Ashley, why is she sending? Is she trying to distract us?
No, I think she's finding shit. Oh yeah, she sent the photo.
All right. And right on cue, there's the wife. I'll be good.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I swear to God, that sounded like E.T. I'll be good.
She's trying to be quiet.
I appreciate. The last episode we did.
Diet Pepsi?
Would you like an explanation why?
Yes.
It's sugar. It's Pepsi Zero Wild Cherry. It's actually really good. And you know me, I'm a sugar whore. So I messaged you guys. I got my learner's permit finally.
Yes.
Hip hop hooray. Oh, okay. So
about time.
Yeah. I would say something derogatory, but you're absolutely right. It is about time. That's our birthday's next week. So
yeah, don't remind me.
I had to get a physical for the permit test.
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor only for a physical. And I thought it was going to be like a turn your head and cough physical. It didn't turn out to be like that.
No, because I
didn't have to pull my dick out at all, which made me exquisitely happy. Because like I'm a grower, not a shower. I don't want anybody to see that. So
again, way more about your dick than I care to know.
You're a lesbian. What do you I think at the point where you go, oh, that's the end of our friendship. But since you don't like penis, I made the mistake of scheduling an appointment with St. Luke's, who has my history. So the doctor was like, how's your thyroid? And I was like, beats me. Because the last time I went for a thyroid check was 2015. It was terrible. And I got spooked and didn't go for blood work. So she goes, well, also, I'm 300 pounds. Can you fucking believe it? I have not been 300 pounds since before I got married. So that was like the first red flag. I'm like, okay. Because that scale did not hesitate. I got on that scale and it was like, boom. 299, and I'm like, shit. So, hang on. Oh, Stacy's texting me bitching about her night. Hold on. Yep, they're coming in droves, and the Hispanic people are doing the fours. Well, oh, great. Okay. So she goes, we got to get your thyroid checked out. I said, okay. She goes, that might be the reason for you gaining a little bit of weight. I said, okay, fine. So then, she sent me for blood work because technically now I'm morbidly obese. Oh my God. They're coming to get me. So she's like, you're morbidly obese. And I have a heart palpitation, which, wasn't really a big deal, so I never said anything to anybody. It just kind of happens. I equated it to just me being fat. But apparently it has something to do with my thyroid, so they sent me for a full workup of blood work. As it turns out, my cholesterol is like through the roof, about to break the meter. You can shake your head all you want. It's just like because I get it. Like I eat crap all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's easily accessible and it's cheap, and it's just like, and like when Stacy makes keto dinners, they're not the healthiest on the fat side, because that's what that diet's supposed to be. So it's just like, okay, well, do you want sausage today? Or do you want bacon today? I'm like, does a chicken have lips? Yes, of course I do. So, I love you more than anything.
Aww.
Send, fucker. I need a new phone. Okay, it's sent. I stole that from Avengers. I went for the blood work, and again, the blood work did not hesitate. I had results starting within an hour of me getting home. The rest of my blood work, like that, I had to fast for that, which was not fun because I wanted a fucking hot dog really bad. That's the one thing.
12 hour?
It's at 12 to 18 hours. So I ate dinner the night before, and then I didn't eat again until after I got home from the blood work, which was about 1:30 the next day. And all I kept thinking about was a fucking hot dog. I really wanted a hot dog.
Jimmy's is in Hazleton.
I've never been to Jimmy's.
Oh, it's so good.
My brother-in-law, Steve, was...
I fucking love their chili dogs.
He used to dog on me all the time. Yo, you never been to Jimmy's? So I have to... I can't have hot dogs. So I'll get there. So
you can have one. It's fine.
That's what she said. Oh, God. So my blood work started coming back. My blood sugar, my fasting blood sugar is great, which means I'm not pre-diabetic, which I was terrified of because of my titties. And the amount of Gears tea I drink in a week is disgusting. So
a half gallon a day?
Well, not recently. Recently it's been water and diet soda, because Stacy got some diet ginger ale because she can have that on keto, and that's okay. But I've been doubling up on the coffee lately as well. But my blood sugar is great, so that's great. The things that are not great was my cholesterol is about to break the meter. Of the meter that I saw, it's like right, it's like a 167, and apparently that's bad. So
yes,
yeah. So they put me on Lipitor for that. So now I'm old. So I got to take that every day for the next 5 months. I have to go back for more blood work in 6 weeks, but also, I am now on fucking antidepressants. So the doctor, they're asking all their patients, because of COVID and lockdown and things like that, they're asking all their patients if they feel anxious or depressed, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
But I've suffered from depression for a long time without medication, and recently it's been getting the best of me. And it's been tough to put Stacy and the kids through that, because it's kind of like, you know, when I'm depressed, I'm just kind of like unresponsive. So they were like, do you want medication for that? And I asked questions, because I really don't want to take that kind of medication. I was like, you know what? I'm open to it, just to give me the kick in the pants I need to kind of take care of myself, and not, you know, if I do get depressed, not be so standoffish with Stacy and the kids. So Zoloft is the answer, and I gotta say, I feel really good. It's only once a day. I take it right before bed, and it's such a low dose that I can wean myself on it without turning into a zombie. The only problem is it does make me a little drowsy, so I've been having some issues getting up in the morning for work. I've been late for work a couple times in the last 2 weeks, but But and then I was reading, so like I do my research on medication before I prescribe something, because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to get sick or anything like that. So I'm reading all these side effects for Zoloft, and they're not too terrible. It's like diarrhea, but I got diarrhea every day. I don't have a gallbladder, so everything makes me poop. But I did find an interesting side effect of antidepressants, which I was not privy to before I took them. They, and I can't stress this enough, Raptor, they make me specifically last longer in bed to the point where I'm tired.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Now, I will be first to admit that I am a speedster in the bed. It's not a one pump and done, but it's like the first go round, it's like
a 2.5 pump and done.
It's a 2.5 minutes, and then like I need a sandwich and like some baked Lay's and a Crystal Light, and then I'm back at it. but we got busy the other night, and I bottomed out at 12.5 minutes, and I'm like, What the fuck? I'm so happy.
you breeders in your minute.
Hey, listen. Vagina feels great. And I know you know that.
I'm not arguing.
I know you know that. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, yay, we're having sex and oh, this feels great. And boom. Where's the Crystal Light packets? But yeah, so that was interesting. And I did my research, and that's actually, some people actually lie to doctors to get antidepressants so they can last longer in bed. I was like, what the fuck? And I have a couple refills on the Zoloft, and I've been taking it every day for like 6 days now. So I am good to go. Literally, figuratively and otherwise. And I haven't asked Stacey, but I... She looked okay. She looked happy. So, the downside is, so I got to go back for blood work in 6 weeks, which is probably right before we go to Orlando. My thyroid levels are at a 0.007, which is not good. Which means it's not giving off any hormone at all. So I think that's what that means. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I'm too lazy to look it up. But so I'm probably have to dig into that and go see an endocrinologist for my thyroid and be put on like Synthroid and synthetic thyroid hormone. But you know, I'm taking care of myself, as which I should have done a long time ago. And my driver's test is on June 1st. And since I've been driving
that's far out. Are they that backed up?
No, they're not back. That they're just spreading it out for. Lee Heighton doesn't do the driver's test anymore. It's only Hazleton or Schuylkill Haven. I don't want to go all the way to Schuylkill Haven.
No.
But it was the options, because I booked online. The options were June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and then they didn't have any driver's tests till November.
My God.
So I chose the 1st. I have a doctor's appointment that morning anyway, so I just took the day off. Go for that. Go for my driver's test.
You better not fail.
I've been driving for 5 years without a license. I better not fucking fail.
I understand that.
Even you said I was a good driver.
Yeah, and I drove the Hazleton with you.
Yeah, and you were silent the whole way, like, don't kill me. But the thing, but don't kill me. No, I'm a decent driver.
I didn't say you weren't.
No, no, no.
Don't fail.
No, I'm reassuring myself. No, I mean, my sister Sarah, a few years ago, when I told her I was driving somewhere, she's like, why you want to go to jail? I was like, you just got to drive like you have one. You have to drive like you wear your seatbelt, check your mirrors, don't go over the speed limit. Like, don't drive like an asshole. Change, signal when you're changing lanes, know your hand signals, which I really still don't know, but, it's, driving's not that bad.
No, it's not.
But, I got asked if it feels any different having my permit. No. No, it doesn't.
You're semi-legal.
You're semi-quasi-legal. Ew, that's sounds like a porn.
Ew.
No, it doesn't feel any different at all. It's just a. I was nervous taking the test because they had a practice. They have a practice app, and I was taking tests on there like crazy. And I'm like, I'm not going to get my permit until I get 100 at least like 5 times. So I went and I only missed one question. And then, that was that. I was in and out in like 20 minutes, which I couldn't have been happier. But then that same day, I got back out to the car because the kids, Stacy and the kids, couldn't come in with me. And I was like, you want me to drive? She's like, nope. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck? And I should have drove because we went to Damon's afterwards. And then on our way home, we blew out a tire on 81 South.
Oh.
And was stuck on the side of the road for 2 hours.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So we were going to get new tires anyway in like a couple days after that, but we completely blew one out. So yeah, $500 for tires. And then we took it in for an inspection and we need front brakes, calipers, rotors, and a new exhaust.
Oh
yeah. So we got to get, we're that taken care of and Wednesday. Yeah. My next day off is Wednesday. So yeah, it's fucked, but you know, that car's lasted us from 2000. We got it in 2010, brand new. No, we got 2009. She graduated college 2009. We got the car shortly after. Yes, 2009. So it's got like 137,000 miles on it. I'm not surprised.
That's good actually.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised it needs a new exhaust. The thing growls at me now. I didn't think it was going to be that expensive. It's like, we just took it in to get inspected, but it is what it is. So yeah, I am medicated and motivated. And honestly, I feel better. A little less, cloudiness in the noggin, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like there's no storm brewing right anymore. Which I gotta say is I haven't felt that way in a long time. So it's not hard to adjust to, but you know, I'm not, it's, given the place that I'm employed at, being anxious and depressed is kind of part and parcel with working there.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm not, it's just, you know, I take the Zoloft at night. I wake up in the morning, go to work, and there's really nothing to flip out about. It's like, all right, man, if there's work to do, we got to get it done. Let's go. Like, I feel like the Big Lebowski. Like, let's go. The only downside is I can't drink right now, which is upsetting me. Because I could really go for a cocktail right now. But, so in response to that's a very, very wide circle to make it back around to. Yeah, I'm drinking sugar-free Pepsi because I have to watch what I eat now.
I even forgot.
Yeah. I went for a sip and I'm like, she asked me about the Pepsi. Yeah, I'm going to start cutting out some sugar in my diet because I have to. It's the addiction to the refined sugar that is kill. I got a terrible sweet tooth. So I figured the sugar-free soda is a way to cure the sweet tooth without me having to go and fucking sexually assault a fucking candy bar. I had 2 salads yesterday.
2?
Yeah, 1 for lunch, 1 for dinner. And I was going to try some like intermittent fasting today, and I didn't eat at work at all, and I bought a gallon of water, and I'm just hydrating. And then I got home from work and I'm like, I'm so fucking hungry. I need a chicken sandwich. So, I mean, it's going to be slow because I never really had the motivation to lose weight before. It always just fell off apropos of nothing. So now that I have to work at it, it's going to kind of be difficult. But I whatever can keep me above ground for another couple of years is fine by me. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not, I, I'm, I'm still putting like a little bit of coffee creamer in my coffee. Like I go to Dunkin' every morning for at work to get a coffee, and then I have some coffee. Like I have some coffee here, but I cut back on the amount of creamer I put in it and stuff like that. It's just, I guess everything in my, like I had turkey burgers for dinner tonight. They ain't that bad. I used to love those. I haven't had them before tonight in like 20 years since my mom made them for me last when I lived at her house. So
I don't like ground turkey. So
no, ground turkey is an acquired taste. It very much is. But they were prepackaged anyway, so I just stuck them on the griddle pan. The kids loved them. Lennon, I can only describe it as an assault. Just fucking,
I can see that.
He nailed it. He's like pushing this thing into his mouth. He's like, "Is there more?" And I'm like, "You ain't finished the one you had. Stop eating." Oh yeah, we took Lennon to the doctor, and the doctor thinks he's overweight now.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, Stacy, I can still lift this kid with one arm. This kid is not overweight. He's the tiniest thing. Yeah. So that's fun trying to tell him that the doctor thinks he's fat, because we tease him around the house because he has a dump truck ass. This kid. We can't get a pair of jeans over his ass. And it's not that he's chubby, because he's really not. It's just he's got a big ass. And he knows it, too, because when you tease him about it.
Well, he didn't get it from you.
No, he didn't. Mm-mm. Nope.
You got no ass.
Pizza box. That's how I describe it. That's how you described it.
Yep.
Excuse me. So, no, he didn't get it from me. No, he got it from the wife. When you tell him he has a dump truck, he'll just go around and start rubbing his ass on stuff. You can't tell him once he gets out of the bath, because if he's naked, he's just rubbing his asshole on stuff. I was like, Lennon, stop. You're not a cat. But so yeah, I have to try and get him to eat some vegetables without like creatively.
Yeah.
He doesn't like vegetables at all. And that's typical kid shit.
Yeah.
So I roasted some corn last night with dinner, because I had a grilled chicken salad for dinner with roasted corn and stuff like that. The way I made it, he ate it. He sat there for a half an hour, ate it kernel by fucking kernel, but he ate it. So I guess it's a start. He does not like broccoli. I fucking love broccoli.
I love broccoli.
I love raw broccoli.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Dip in some ranch.
Well, see, now now you fucked it up. Now you ruined it. So I can't.
I could eat it plain, though.
Well, yeah, because like when my mother used to take us grocery shopping, we were kids at Gennardi's. Fucking love Gennardi's. She would just break off raw things of broccoli and shit and give them to me. And I'm like, great. This is great. Fucking raw carrots. But that's kind of like corn, green beans, Brussels sprouts even. I fucking love Brussels sprouts. And they're supposed to be really good for you, so.
Yeah, I'm not really a Brussels sprouts person, but I made a recipe. Like, it was like in a cream sauce.
Ooh, I can't have that.
She actually ate it too, which is weird. She's picky.
Hey, for as picky of an eater as I am, you'd think I weigh less. It's not like I'm eating chicken fingers and fries every day, but it's like, I don't like a lot of stuff. I don't like salad dressing, like everything. I don't like salad dressing, or, you know, I'm not a condiment kind of guy.
Nope.
Or a condom kind of guy. What? So like, I don't know. I can definitely make the move to eating more healthy things, like more vegetables and shit like that. I don't really like any fruits except for apples, so that's going to be hard. But, you know, I have to try and get, like, Lennon to eat more healthy stuff.
Yeah.
And Sophie was on keto for a minute and gave up because she was sneaking food into her fucking room. I found it in her dresser, in her nightstand, under her bed, just wrappers everywhere. And then, yeah, so. But I think we all need to be a little more active in this house, so. it's nice that Stacy and I are doing that thing with the basement together because it forces a sweat out of me. I mean, I sweat.
Yeah.
I sweat anyway, but I sweat fucking eating cookies. But like just moving everything out of this basement, fucking it was like what's that thing in the Little Rascals movie? Old Faithful. It's just coming off of me. So I'm hoping to bring my weight down a little bit before I go back to the doctors on June 1st. I don't know how that's going to go, but I'm hoping to. I'm hoping to at least be down 10 pounds. I'm hoping.
Cut out your Gears tea.
I had a glass of Gears tea for the first time in about a week today with dinner, and it was rough. It was rough. It's not that I hated it. It was just like,
yeah, when I cut it out for that like month, it was.
Yeah.
And the first time like I had it, I was like, it was so like
sweet,
sickening sweet.
Yeah. And I gotta be honest,
I didn't drink it as much after that.
I gotta be honest, I made some sun-brewed sweet tea the other day, and I like that better. To be honest with you. That would make my brother proud. Oh, that would make my brother proud. Sweet tea over, I guarantee if I gave him Gears tea, he would fucking throw up on me.
Yeah, we found a good sweet tea out here.
Fucking Bojangles Chicken has amazing sweet tea.
Yeah, there's this chicken place out here. I don't know, she heard about it. They have like this, like, yes, I know what it is. They have like their own like special sauce type thing. Yep.
Okay.
But we went the one day and they had sweet tea, so of course we got it. And like you could actually go and like buy it by like the gallon there. It's so good.
Yeah, sweet tea is the truth. The last time I was in Florida visiting my family, I met them at a restaurant. And my brother just pushed sweet tea in front of me. I hadn't even sit down yet. And he's like, hey, it's good to see you. You want some sweet tea? And I'm like, all right, yeah, chill. I'll drink the sweet tea. wasn't it us? It was the whiskey and sweet tea. Did we try that the one night?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was good too. But like I said, I can't drink right now. And if anything's depressing me, the drinking is. Or they're not being able to drink. What the fuck are you laughing at?
She sent a picture to the group, and she looked at me, she's like, I'm sorry. So I had a look at it.
All right, fine. I'll bite.
He's looking now.
I'll bite. Nope. Downloading photo. That's clever. Just the sandwich. That's clever. That deserves a thumbs up.
He said that deserves a thumbs up.
He thumbs up me.
Yeah, I did. I do like the quasi raptor thing you can't see that, can you? No.
No.
It's the fucking raptor with the army dude. That's well drawn. It's not inherently funny. When life gives you gators, make Gatorade. Okay, that's funny. And
this is what I do when I'm sitting in the car.
And that's too long to read, so I'm shutting that off.
you need to read that, like, when you have time. Like, you need to read that one.
The one about semen retention?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
When you have the chance, you do need to read that one.
Okay. I think I'm out of ammunition. How's work? Shit, right?
Shit.
Yeah.
It's shit. Work.
Yeah. I am counting down the days until my vacation. I can't. I've got so much going on at work in the next like 3 or 4 weeks that it's making my head spin. So the Zoloft came about at just the right moment. I can't wait to get the fuck out of this state for a week and go to fucking Florida where I sweat profusely every single fucking waking moment.
Yep.
And the humidity is such that it just, like, you wake up in the morning. Like, when we were at Disney, we woke up in the morning. Well, I woke up before everybody else. And I would go out and to my left, out of our room to my left, and just go sit and have a cigarette. And it's humid. It's like 6:45 in the morning, and it's 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was like 9:30 this morning. I looked at the temperature, and it was like 65 degrees. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, now here in
Pennsylvania, it's 9:30 in the morning.
Here in Pennsylvania, there is a frost advisory for tonight, and it's fucking May.
Well, I mean, we have a tornado warning.
Hey, y'all made that choice. Y'all made that choice to move to the Midwest.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I was supposed to actually get some really bad storm tonight.
But, you know, be safe with those tornadoes. They're no joke. Well, what else we got, Raptor?
I have no idea.
Well, in that case, I'll take a little time to pimp out the new podcast, BAD Bold Ass Dads, which was actually a blast to do. Did you guys listen to it?
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
It was really fun to do. It was just an introductory episode, but it was really fun. I launched our merch store already. So, I mean, not even a shameless plug. BaldAssDads.com. Get your merch.
Do you want the Pandora link?
No, I already did it.
Okay.
Yep. I submitted it everywhere. We're available everywhere except for iHeartRadio, still waiting for approval, and Pandora, still waiting for approval. That's it.
I didn't know if you had the Pandora link or not.
Yeah. I just Googled it. And I just Googled submit podcast to Pandora, and it popped right up. But yeah, we're available everywhere. So, you know, search BAD Bald Ass Dads. It's fun. Super fun. Super fly. Bad joke. Yeah, we're going to record another episode probably, excuse me, Tuesday night. I'm gonna try to make that one a little bit more serious, because I mean, this show I can get all the dick and pussy jokes, pussy and fart jokes out.
Yeah,
and not that I can't do that on the other one, but just, you know, it's I'd like to say the subject matter is very singular to parenting. So, try to be a little bit more serious. I have some research to do for the next episode, so I will do that, and I will do 1984 concurrently.
How are your dad jokes coming along?
I gave up.
Okay.
The last one I didn't write it. I heard it was, how much does a chimney cost? Nothing. It's on the house. And yeah, I know. I was like, I can't write anything that I can't write anything that elegant. So I gave up. I gave up. So I will leave that to the internet, but I'm going to pull some good ones for each show, because I can't write anything that elegant and witty and simple. It's like I'm writing jokes, I'm trying to be prophetic, and there's nothing prophetic about it. But I have been going through iFunny and finding all of the dad-related memes, and I have a folder on my phone that just says dad memes. So that's going to be fun.
Hold on. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know what you're doing. I can't see you.
Out of the corner of my eye, I see her doing this.
What, trying to get your attention?
No!
Rain dance?
He's scrolling Facebook?
I was joining groups.
Oh.
She's
joining Facebook groups.
And that made her want to do an interpretive dance?
Yeah.
Okay. I have never joined a Facebook group and wanted to do the Dougie, but I mean.
I mean, you've met her.
Mm-hmm. That I have. And you know what? It doesn't surprise me at all, so I don't even know why I'm asking questions. Sorry, tits. Do we have anything else? Because I'm legit out.
I don't think so.
I'm out of it. All right, well, we shut it off then. Oh, that brought us to under an hour.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next episode, we'll get back to the Gag Me With a Spoon series that I love so very, very much. It's so very helpful.
Yes.
So we'll do 1984. And then, you know what? For 1985, I'd like to get Melissa and Andrea on.
Yeah.
As a collective. Because it's Back to the Future year, and I can't, well, let's just be honest. I can't rely on Kate. So.
If she ever gets off the shitter.
No, no, she got off. I saw her the other day at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
I saw her the other day at Walmart.
Oh, wow.
She had toilet paper stuck to her foot. It was the weirdest thing. I'm kidding. but you know who you can rely on? The girls of 14 going on 40, Andrea and Melissa. I haven't talked to them in a minute. I know Melissa got her appendix blew out. So Andrea's busy making stuff with her cricket machine, and she is we're gonna have to commission her for some stuff. So, and she's good at it too.
Yeah, she
everything.
Like, some of them, like I looked at them, like holy shit.
Yeah. So I mean, we can close it up for the night. Go visit baldassdads.com for a little merchy merch. I got a hoodie coming, so I'll pimp it out on the interwebs. But as always, you can find us at InsideYouPodcast.com and the like on the socials. For Inside You, I'm Bill.
We're after.
And we're pulling out.